We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Steps out of the tackle with 25, cuts upfield at the 15, at the 10, stiff arms the defender, to the 5, to the end zone, touchdown, Colorado, let's go!
On the Buffalo Sports Network, from Learfield, this is Buffs Prime Time with Mike McIntyre, presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Now, live at Fate Brewing Company in Boulder. Here is your host, the voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson.
Well, welcome into a Buffs Prime Time here at Fate Brewing Company as the Buffaloes get set this weekend on Family Weekend at Folsom Field to entertain the 3-2 Arizona State Sun Devils. Colorado 4-0 in the season, coming off that 38-16 victory over UCLA. Like, go ahead, clap. That's all right. You can cheer for that kind of stuff. And now ranked in the nation's top 25 for the first time since the end of the 2016 season. Number 21 with the coaches. I beg your pardon, number 22 with the coaches. Number 21 in the AP poll. The head coach is alongside. We'll also be joined by Quan Drake, the defensive line coach for the Buffs, and big Javier Edwards, who's not as big as he used to be. He's going to be joining us here today as well. 4-0, that sounds pretty good. I can't do any better than that.
That's right. 4-0 is nice, but I'd like to hear 5-0 is what I'd like to hear. So that's what we're working hard to do.
Is there, you know, I always wonder about how much coaches can really enjoy a win like that. How long afterward are you feeling good about things, and how quickly do you start thinking about how good is we got?
Well, since we played on Friday night, you got a little.
Did you get a full Saturday?
You got a full Saturday to kind of enjoy it, and then you're back rocking and rolling. But you're thinking about an opponent. You're checking on your injuries. You're doing all that. You're watching tape on them, and so you get cranking up there and going. So you do have to enjoy it for a little bit. You need to and kind of savor it in. Like when I watch the tape, I watch it and I enjoy it, but all at the same time I'm getting mad because we got to fix certain things. So there's kind of a combination there. But if you don't, then you burn yourself out, so to speak. You need to take a few minutes and enjoy it.
You know, it's interesting you say that. Maybe I think I've told this on the show before. There was a coach I worked with years ago that was not at the BCS level, at a little lower level, retired in the middle of an undefeated season. He quit. And when he told me the story, I said, well, why would you? I think they were 5 or 6-0 and he quit. And he said, I couldn't stop thinking about the game that we lost at end of the playoffs the year before. Do the losses stick with you like that?
Yeah, losses do stick with you.
Yeah.
And different things. And then things that you didn't do right or made a mistake when you're coaching it, you know, you see, we always talk about the, you know, kind of like mistakes stick with you longer. And
yeah.
you're always fixing something. So why do you do that? Well, because this happened in 1999. You know, why do you do
right.
this? Because this happened in 2004.
Right.
Why are we going over this? Because this happened in 2015.
Right.
You know, so you all those things you do, and because you don't want it to happen to you again.
Yeah. This game on Friday with UCLA, Buffs did not come out of the – you always talk about starting fast and finishing strong. The Buffs did not necessarily start fast in that ballgame.
Yeah, we didn't start as fast as we would like, but the guys kept playing, kept going. Yeah. We finished strong, so
yes,
that was good.
Without question.
Exactly.
Yeah, what was going on the first half when you went back and watched it?
We were just a little bit out of sync.
Yeah.
They made one nice run where they kind of ran through us. And then offensively, we were just a tad bit out of sync. And then we settled it down at halftime, kind of refined it a little bit and just started attacking and took over from there.
Yeah. Are there games like that where – you know, you talk about guys getting jacked up for a game where they're a little bit too over-emotional and maybe they're not settling in. It takes them a while to settle in.
I think, yeah, sometimes there is.
Yeah.
Sometimes it is. But, you know, sometimes you just don't you miss a pass or you they make a stunt that you weren't ready for and it throws you off timing. Defensively, they might be doing a couple things different and you got to figure it out. They kind of get you on your heels a little bit. But, if you just keep playing, keep working at it, keep sticking with your game plan, we're able to tweak things a little bit better now with Steven. And then also on defense with our front being more mature and
right.
everything. So that helps a lot.
Buffs ran the ball for 209 yards against UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
That was impressive,
yep.
I thought. And in particular, you guys are starting to do some, or you have been doing some shifting on that offensive front a little
bit. Yeah, we have. We've got athletic offensive linemen. Some of them are young, and they just need to play to keep getting better. And so we're throwing them out there and going with it.
A guy like Will Sherman,
mm-hmm.
Pretty talented kid. But that's a youngster. When you throw him out there against some of the creatures they were facing with UCLA.
Yeah, he's a redshirt freshman, and he's playing really well. And you know, he had a couple mistakes here and there, but that's going to happen. But overall, he played definitely well enough for us to win.
Yeah.
Did some good things.
The young guys. Talk about a couple of those other young guys. Frank Phillip, I know.
Frank Phillip, we're throwing him out there. He's big, athletic. He hurt his ankle early in camp and missed like the first 18 practices, so it really set him back. But he's a guy that's coming along, and I think he's going to be a special player.
How about Colby Purcell?
Colby Purcell has played almost every snap at center. He's a redshirt freshman and had some really good moments, had a couple tough moments, but overall, he has definitely played winning football for us.
Did you put a lot of responsibility on him?
Yeah, he does have a lot of responsibility. Him and the quarterback are handling a lot of different things, and he's extremely bright, and he's done well.
So when he comes up to the line of scrimmage and gets over the top of that ball, what kind of things are you asking of him?
He's got to look and see, of course, where the front is. He also a lot of times looks and sees where the secondary is because that'll tell him who's coming or who's not coming.
Okay.
So he sees that along with the quarterback. So he's calling it out. And if he makes a call and the Montez thinks that's correct because he's a little bit, he will go with it. If not, he can overrule it.
Okay.
So that's kind of how that works. And then they've got to, you know, we play so fast. He's got to get up there and see it fast, make the call, or get going. So he does an excellent job at that.
Yeah, he certainly has been outstanding for a young guy starting every single game like that, as young as he is, too. But rushing the football, that early on, you know, Gary and I, as we're talking, I always kind of see things through his coach's eye. He talks about being able to run the football when you have to run the football and the opposition knows you're going to run the football. That truly tells you when a team can run the football. Did we see some of that against UCLA?
Yeah, we did. When we got up, we started using the clock a little bit there in the fourth quarter and ran the ball well. And I think that was huge. That kind of took them out of the ball game there.
Yeah.
And we managed the clock well and did that with something we work on quite often. You know, a lot of teams that try to play fast kind of get out of rhythm. They can't ever move the ball. That's it. We work on that. We do it. And our guys handled it well.
You know, I think you talk about Folsom fast all the time. And Those big defensive linemen for UCLA were showing the wear and tear of that, especially that big number 56.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
That guy wears like three jerseys, I think.
Yeah.
About 380 pounds.
Yeah.
You can use that to your advantage. But that defense for UCLA was struggling towards the end of that ballgame. You'd worn them out.
Yeah, it is, and that's something we want to do. We want to be able to wear the defenses out. There's no doubt about it. Our kids can feel it, and that's a good thing to be able to do, and that's something we're trying to do.
Trayvon McMillan has now three times in four games gone over 100 yards for you.
Right.
I mean, did you envision him having this kind of impact and being that consistent when you let him come here after a transfer?
Well, watching him on tape at Virginia Tech and knowing a little bit about him, that's what I was hoping he would do. Mm-hmm. I'd hope he would be over a 1,000-yard rusher and be able to do all those things for us, and that's what it looks like he's going to be able to do, and he's doing it. And the good thing about Trayvon is he just fits in so well with the team. They all like him. He's just a humble young man, and it's been really unique and awesome having him on the team.
Watching him from a stylistic standpoint, he's a little bit of a high runner. And sometimes you see those guys taking shots because they are straight up, instead of kind of being, leaning in and leading with the helmet. He doesn't seem to take shots, though.
No, he's got really quick feet. He's deceptive in his quickness.
Yeah.
He's fast and he's big. So he's done well. He's been really proud of what he's done. But you're right, he runs a little bit erect, but that hasn't bothered him.
No, not at all. He's been fantastic. Like 2,300 yards or so, I think, at Virginia Tech. And now on top of the nearly 400 he's got here with the Buffaloes through four games. How about Steven Montez, the way he's throwing the ball right now and reading everything and seeing everything? Yeah. He really seems to be in a rhythm.
Yeah, Steven's kind of gone to the next level in quarterbacking, and he's gone from algebra to calculus now and moving on up. So I don't know what comes after calculus.
I don't know. You and I, we didn't take those classes.
So he's doing really, really well, and he's throwing the ball very accurate. His feet are calmer, and he's more balanced, and he's making his throws more accurate. He's doing a great job of stepping up in the pocket. He's gotten out of the pocket a few times when he had to. So I've been really pleased with that. The touchdown pass he threw to LaVisca on the first touchdown pass the other night, there was some pressure coming, and in the past he would have popped, a year ago he would have popped out of there probably. He just stood up, threw it,
right,
a touchdown. So those type of small things that you don't really notice make all the difference in the world.
And within that play, if I remember correctly, Mike, there seemed to be a little bit of alignment confusion, and he was doing some directing of traffic.
Yeah, a little bit. Visca was just re-asking something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
but still, that shows leadership.
Look pretty good. Yeah, that was our plan, make him throw him off and fall him to sleep.
Confuse everybody when you know what's going on.
Exactly.
Right? But that does show a little bit of mental mastery of what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure we're all.
Yeah, he's real calm. He has a great, great grasp of the offense.
Good stuff. Colorado Buffaloes are 4-0, ranked number 21 in the country. Arizona State comes to town on Saturday. Again, I love those 2 o'clock games, by the way.
Yep.
Outstanding. 12 o'clock with the pregame on the Colorado Football Network. Sun Devils, good-looking football team. We'll talk more about them. Javi Edwards is going to join us. Quan Drake will be with us as well as we continue from Fate Brewing Company. It's Buffs Prime Time. This is Colorado Football from Learfield.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Joining Elevations Credit Union means one thing. You care about your community enough to keep your money in it. Working hard to make the place you call home a better place. It also means you are a stakeholder in your own prosperity. Wait, that's two things. Joining Elevations means two things. Two amazingly great, wonderful things that probably lead to more really good things. But who's counting? Elevations Credit Union. It matters where you bank. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. Pac-12 football is back on SiriusXM. We've got 24/7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM Pac-12 Radio from experts like Ryan Leaf and Guy Haberman, as well as live play-by-play. So cheer along in your car, online, or on the SiriusXM app. Or try us out for free with a streaming trial subscription and take your team with you anywhere you go. Get a free streaming trial at SiriusXM.com/Pac-12SXM.
At Safeway, being part of the communities we serve has always been at the core of who we are. For over 10 years, we've been the proud sponsor of the CU Buffs. Safeway is honored to not only be a part of this great organization, but also we take pride in our commitment to the players and the fans. Join Safeway in support of the University of Colorado, and let's have a winning season. Go Buffs!
There's a new season on Pac-12 Network. The slate's been wiped clean, and only you can dictate what happens next. What happens next is when it starts to count. So make it count. This is next level. This is happening. This is your destiny, and there's no avoiding it. Expectations don't matter. Reputation doesn't matter. Only thing that matters is what comes next. Watch on Pac-12 Networks.
Oh, hi. You up for a refreshing break from your day with bubbly sparkling water? 8 flavors, no calories, no sweeteners, all smiles.
Popping like the top off a bottle and I ain't stopping yet. It's a brand new day. Ain't no clouds hanging over me. Something doesn't feel the same. The rest of my life gonna start.
Bubbly sparkling water. Crack a smile.
Hey, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a trip to the Heisman Ceremony or a Nissan Titan. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan, choose your school's colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. No purchase necessary. Ends 11-10-18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
University of Colorado football is brought to us by Safeway. Proud supporter of the Buffaloes. Part of Safeway's commitment is to support local businesses, local growers, and local schools. You love local, so does Safeway. And one of our great local spots here in Boulder is Fate Brewing Company. Come on out before or after any CU sporting event. And they host us every Thursday as we do Buffs Prime Time from 12:30 to 1:30. And it airs later on that evening, so 7 o'clock tonight on the Colorado Football Network. We continue with Mike McIntyre, head of the Arizona State game. One of our very astute fans here asked, I had a question during a commercial break. I told him couldn't ask it because we only do that on the air. Juwan Winfrey, healthy, going to be back soon. See, I told you I'd ask your question.
Yeah, he's getting close. We'll see when game time gets there.
All right. Yeah. He's such a talented kid.
Mm-hmm.
And he's had just kind of been snake bit by injury since.
Yeah, he has. And yeah. He's a phenomenal kid. And we can't wait to get him back out there. So he's getting close. We'll see. Hopefully he can go Saturday.
I had somebody ask me this morning on a radio show. I'm going to throw it at you as well. With LaVisca and as much attention as he's starting to garner, that then begins to, at some point, teams will start to cheat on him a little bit. Starts opening things up for other players, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it did. It happened in the game against UCLA. It opened it up for the run,
right?
Because they were taking a guy out to double him, and so they didn't have another hat in the box. So,
okay.
You know, hopefully teams will keep doing that. But we'll still find ways to get in the ball and get our other guys, because we got multiple good receivers all over the place, and that also enables you to run the football because they got one less hat in there, which is good.
How about Jalen Jackson? How close is he to getting back?
He's been practicing all week, and practiced last week all week, and he would be able to, as everything went this week, he'd be able to play. So we'll see how much we were able to get him in there, but he's a really, really good player.
There was another thing, and you folks didn't get a chance to see him through camp. He was making plays about as well as anybody out there.
Yeah, he was. He's going to be a really good player.
Yeah. The way that – and how have you kind of helped him through that? Because he's had some bad luck.
He's just a phenomenal – he's had terrible luck.
And jeez.
He's just always got a smile on his face, always positive, always I told him, you handle it a lot better than I would have. And he is really doing good. I'm excited about Jalen.
Good. I hope we get a chance to see him here very soon in the field. He's a great kid. There's a chance we might be seeing the way LaVisca is
played. And you mentioned N'Keal Harry there a while ago. We might have two of the better receivers in America on that football field on Saturday.
Yeah, they're both excellent receivers. You know, of course, N'Keal Harry coming in was the one that's propped up there by everybody, and he should be. He's a junior. He's big and powerful. We've got to know where he is. They're going to find a ways to get him the ball too, and I think it'd be a lot of similar ways that you see the Visca gets the ball.
So, I would think so.
But we've got to be able to tackle him after he gets it, and then hopefully not let him get started on some of the situations. So we've worked hard on it, and but he's a definite weapon.
Okay, you were a defensive back yourself. You take great pride in coaching the defensive backs. So had some great ones here. With guys like we're talking about here, they look like linebackers, for goodness sakes.
They do.
How is a defensive back, are you supposed to go out and handle one of those creatures coming at you as big as LaVisca and N'Keal?
That's why you need to get big DBs.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, Slim's just tall, but he's not that big. Yeah, what do you tell him?
Yeah. get him down, Slim. The guys are working hard at it, you know, but they're right. I mean, they're just big physical athletes. And, you know, probably 15 years ago, those kids would have all just been put at tailback.
Right.
And now, with the ability of passing and getting the ball in space, it's harder to tackle them in space when it's just one guy on them or two, and they're athletic and can catch the ball. That type of guy, which you see it all over the NFL now, is used to be a tailback or a tight end. They really weren't the receivers. Now they are.
Right.
So I think that just shows you how the game's changed.
So when you see that changing, does the defense has got to react then, but they're always going to be a little bit behind in terms of that transition,
right?
Evolution.
Yeah. It just, you know, that's why it's basketball on grass now a lot. There's so much space out there, so many things that it's run after catch is bigger than it's always been big, but it's bigger than it's ever been.
Yeah.
And so you've got to have the angles for it. You got to be able to tackle it. You got to be able to do it. You know, it makes it really hard on defenses. It's hard to coach defense in today's football. There's no doubt about it.
How about ASU offensively? So we talk about N'Keal Harry, as good as he is. Eno Benjamin, their young running back, who we saw a little bit of last year, and you could tell he was a talent.
He's good.
Yeah, reigning Pac-12 Conference Player of the Week, had over 300 yards rushing last week. Manny Wilkins is one of those seven-year guys. Players that seem like they've been there forever. Right. He's one of those guys. This is a challenge your defense has on Saturday.
Oh, it's a big challenge. They're an excellent offense. There's no doubt about it. It's going to be a tough, tough battle for us. They've got talent. Their offensive line is huge. It's going to be a tough battle.
Yeah. With a quarterback like Matty Wilkins, you're not going to fool him. Like maybe you could have last week with a young guy against UCLA, right?
Right.
So when you got a more experienced guy, how do you approach that?
Well, we got to know where they're going. We have an idea of their sets. But the thing is, you have to kind of corral a Manny because he can really run. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to have to corral him, keep him in the pocket, and enable him to maybe have to throw it more, not use his feet as much, but he's going to try to use his feet. So when he does, we've got to be able to corral him and not make it a big play. You know, he just gets a few yards. So, but he's a really, really, he's a true dual threat quarterback.
Yeah, he is. And very tough kid, too.
Yeah, he is.
A couple
extremely
years
tough.
Ago. Boss really kind of put a licking on him, and he just kept coming back. All right, defensively, very aggressive defense. Tell us about that side of the ball.
Yeah, they're a stunning, aggressive, blitzing type defense continuously. They lead the league in sacks and tackles for loss. So they're going to have those. We got to limit those types of plays. They're going to have a few of them, but we've got to limit it. And then when they do all that, it's a little bit of feast and famine. So hopefully there's not much feast and a lot of famine on their side is what I hope.
So there's opportunity. I mean,
yeah, there's definitely opportunity. But it's the case of seeing it, getting it done, blocking it up, that type of thing.
When we say, you guys will hear it this week, it's a 3-3 stack defense, a three down linemen, three linebackers, and then five defensive backs. What's kind of, without getting too deep in the weeds, how does that uniquely challenge a team that I go against them?
Well, they'll line up in, you know, a three down front, and then they're going to stunt backers in gaps every time. They're going to stunt people. So you got to kind of know where they're coming from and understand it, and I think our guys do.
So that makes it imperative then that Steven's seeing what he thinks he sees and make sure he's identifying very quickly?
Exactly, identifying quickly, and Kobe Purcell identifying and then going from there.
Okay.
And with Steven being able to move a little bit, that helps you.
Yeah, without question. Buffs have been very good on first down this season. They're averaging about 70 yards, in fact, per crack on first down. Against an aggressive defense, that becomes really important, right? Because if you're all of a sudden second and eight, second and nine, that really puts your offense in a bad position.
Yeah, it does. You need to get some drive starters, we call it, get it going, gain some good positive yardage, and keep the chains moving will be a key for us to being successful.
Yeah. I mean, there's always a lot on the line every game you guys play. But you look at the way this thing has unfolded for you. Your first two games at home, you got a chance. You got to take care of business on Saturday. You really put yourself in the driver's seat in the Pac-12 South.
Yeah, every game, you want to win every home game, you want to win every road game, right?
Right.
You want to win them all. So this one is, yes, as you keep going, the game becomes bigger, but they're no bigger than the first one you play when you played CSU, because it all mounts to that.
Right.
And so our guys have worked extremely hard. They're excited about this. They're excited about having a packed stadium they're Saturday, and so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and of course, the Buffaloes have got two road trips. They get at USC and then at Washington the following 2 weeks, which is certainly a challenge we'll talk about down the road here. Hey, we're going to have Quan Drake coming up here. Yeah. How's he fit into your staff since you brought him on board?
Oh, Quan's been awesome. He brings great energy, great enthusiasm, has great knowledge of the game. You know, he grew up in a coach's family. His grandfather, I believe, is the winningest coach in New Orleans history, up there at the top. Yeah, he grew up in it, loves it. His brother's a coach too, a D-line coach. I mean, so they're kind of all into it. It's pretty special. And he's got some good young men to work with. That's always makes it good when you're a coach. He's got some really good players, and he's really motivated them and pushed them and worked with them, and they've really improved fundamentally this year. And that's what you're seeing. You're seeing that happen over and over in our games, and I'm really excited that he's here.
That whole coaching thing, it's a disease that gets in you guys, isn't it?
Yeah.
It affects a family. Yeah. We had Jane here last week, by the way. I asked him, and he said he was thinking about coaching. Now, wait a second. Explain that reaction for me.
No, my dad told me, and he meant it when he said it. He said, well, if you're going to go into coaching, it better be something you can't live without.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. So if you can live without coaching, don't do it, because it's too hard. And there's so much uncertainty, and there's so many things. And you know, at the time he went into it, you didn't make very much money.
Right.
You know, now we make pretty good money.
Yep.
So that's nice, of course. But the fact of it, your hours you spend, all the scrutiny, all the things you're under, you better have a lot of self-confidence, but you can't be overconfident. You better care about kids more than you care about everything else. Right. In college football, because that's what it's all about. And Coach Cutcliffe used to always tell me, he that thinks he can fool a young person's a fool, you know, because you can't fool these kids. They see true, because you're with them all the time, and they want to see your true heart and your true spirit. So I love doing what I do, and I've enjoyed it, and I'm glad I've done it. My brother did it for 2 years, and he said, I'm not doing this.
And he's a smart brother, by the way.
No, he's very smart. He kind of comes all our games and lives to us. You know, he's lived in the same area, the same house. They built a new house. And so he's never moved out, and now has all these friends, and we've kind of moved everywhere. Hopefully we can stay here for a while.
Never like that. Yes, without question.
So it's been but that's kind of, you live that kind of way, especially in college football.
Yeah. Hey, lastly here, Javi's coming up here.
Oh, the man, Hav.
Huh? How about him?
Yes.
Give us a thought or two about big fella.
Well, you don't have long enough for me to talk about Hav. He's one of those special guys that comes along not all the time. Mm-hmm. And he, unbelievable personality, unbelievable attitude. And I remember going to his house the first time, and with his mom and his sister, and the love he has for them and the love they have for him. And, you know, he took a leap of faith coming here.
Yeah.
And I'm so thankful that he did. And then when he got here, he realized it was a little harder than he thought it was going to be. And that's kind of always, and his work ethic, when you're 20 years old and you have certain eating habits, and all of a sudden we ask you to change your eating habits, and we ask you to work hard, and he does it. And academically, he's done awesome, and he's overcome so much. I'm about to tear up, because he's why you coach.
Sure.
He's why you coach. And then his effort that he's been given this year in practice and on the game field, is a huge difference of why we're getting better and better. And we'll be better and better on defense as the year goes along. And, you know, he's got a chance to play in the NFL. A year ago, nobody would have said that.
That's right.
And now all the pro scouts are asking me about him. They're saying, wow, what's going on? I said, well, he just has great character. He's a really good athlete. And now that he's got his body and where it is, they see it. And he's an exceptional young man, and I'm extremely proud of him. And we've got a bunch more games with him here, and then he'll be going. I'll shed a tear at the Utah game for a second, and I'll tell him you better go make some plays, you know. So,
you bet.
But I'm excited about Javi and how he's grown as a person. And you'll get a taste of his sense of humor. I mean, he's hilarious.
All right.
And
Javi, he's putting pressure on you.
Yeah,
you better be funny when you get up here.
Yeah, yeah. He is funny. There's no. So is Drake. They're a comedian.
Oh, yeah.
They're a comedian show themselves.
Yeah,
both of them together.
Well, I tell you, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got the two comedians coming up then, so we'll see what happens here. Hey, good luck on Saturday, Mike.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
That's head coach Mike McIntyre. He and the Buffaloes got Arizona State on Saturday at 2 o'clock. Pre-game show gets underway at noon. We're at Fate Brewing Company. Quan Drake coming up next. This is Colorado Football from Learfield.
Fate Brewing Company at 1638 Street in Boulder is your home for Colorado Buffaloes football. Join us during the new day and time Thursdays at 1230 for the taping of Buffs Prime Time with Coach Mike McIntyre. Start your game day off right with Fate Brewing Company's food and drink specials. Fate Brewing Company and CU football are ready to get it on. Check out FateBrewingCompany.com for more details.
I'm Mike McIntyre, the University of Colorado's football coach. And here at Larry H. Miller Toyota Boulder, they take a lot of pride in our community, from our scenic location to our local sports teams, which is why they are proud official sponsors of the University of Colorado Athletics. Every time our Buffs score a touchdown, they'll be there. And every time Buffalo alumni, students, and faculty, or Boulder County community members need a new vehicle, they'll get an employee pricing, because Larry H. Miller Toyota Boulder supports the community that supports them. Driven by you.
Hi, I'm Christina Randall, the 2018 Colorado Teacher of the Year. I have the most exciting, rewarding career. I am a teacher, where every day I'm giving back to my community and making a real difference in the lives of my students. Are you ready to be a positive role model for kids and have a direct impact on the future? Change a life, change the world. Start your journey to an exciting career in education.
Brought to you by CEA, so every student thrives.
Conoco is a very proud sponsor of the University of Colorado's football team. Because we're big fans of the CU student body, faculty, fans, lawn, nearby mountains, food, sidewalks, Buffalo, Buffalo Wranglers, Ralphie the Buffalo mascot, the Buffalo logo, Buffalo-themed shirts, Buffalo-themed jackets, Buffalo-themed pajamas, Buffalo nickname, Buffalo cheers, Buffalo alumni, Buffalo parents, and the word Buffalo. So basically what we're saying is Conoco is an extremely, deeply proud sponsor of the University of Colorado Buffaloes. Go Buffs! Conoco. Choose go.
Hi, I'm attorney Rob Wilhite from the Sawaya Law Firm. As an alumni, class of 2000, our Buffs need to stick together. If you've been injured in an auto or work accident, give us a call at 303-GOOD-LAW and let's make an appointment for your free consultation. Accidents can seem overwhelming, but we'll make it simple. Let us handle the insurance companies while you focus on what's most important, your treatment and getting healed. We will fight, fight, fight for your victory.
This is the Pepsi that your father drank and your grandfather drank.
When I was your age, we were.
This is the Pepsi that your Uncle Ted drank when rock sounded like this. This is the Pepsi for American pastimes. Whether you're tailgating at a speedway or courtside watching your favorite player make a breakaway,
he scores!
This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
Back once again here on the Buffs Prime Time at Fate Brewing Company. I'm voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson. Colorado unblemished at 4-0, number 21 in the country. Arizona State coming to town 2 o'clock on Saturday at Folsom Field. Last I heard, it's about a sellout, so it's going to be a huge crowd there and a great day. And sounds like it'll be a cool day, good day for college football. Javier Edwards joining us here for a couple minutes. I had it backwards. We're flipping the player and the coach this week, so Quan's going to have to see. You kind of bumped him out of this position now. Yeah. How are you?
I'm all right. How about yourself?
Fantastic. I'm glad to have you here.
Yep, I'm glad to be here.
when you hear Mike McIntyre talk about you, what was going through your mind? I mean, he was getting emotional talking about you.
Yeah, the thing that goes in my mind is, you know, he really cares about the players. You know, he puts us first before anything. He makes sure we okay, make sure we good.
You know, he was talking about you can't fool the players. You guys will figure it out pretty quick if for your position guy. Kwan's going to come up here. If he wasn't sincere and honest about how much he cares for you guys, you'd pick up on that pretty quick. And you can tell that with a coach, can't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. What is it about Mike that kind of makes you want to play for him?
He pushes us. Mm-hmm. You know, when I first got here, it was hard to see how much he cared for me. I thought he was just, you know, like just jocking me or whatever.
Just criticizing.
Yeah. And he really showed that he cares. Like he pushed me to be the best man and football player that I can be.
Right. Yeah, that's the one thing I think gets lost sometimes, because college football could be a factory, right? We're going to roll you fellas in and get you to play for us for a few years and run you out of here and that kind of thing. And so there is a difference in culture with the way Matt kind of approaches that, isn't there? In terms of caring about you as the man. He wants you to be more than just a football player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, for example, like the thing of losing weight. I came in, I was almost 400 pounds.
Yeah.
That helped me in life, because after football, you know, majority of people gain weight.
That's right.
Me being 390 after football, I might end up 450. You might see me on TV, 600 pound life.
That's right. Be a reality TV show.
I know,
right?
But you know, if it weren't for Coach Mack, you know, he pushed me. Like I said, he just pushed me, helped me become better.
So when he approached you on that topic, I mean, the position you play, you want to be big to begin with, right? Mm-hmm. Have you always been big, by the way?
Oh, I've always been big.
And I asked that because, you know, and we kind of chuckled. Ryan Miller, the great Buff, who was All-American here, played in the NFL for a number of years. Ryan's become a good friend over the years. And Ryan said to me one time, I was big when I was little, right? Mm-hmm. Because he's a monster. He's 6'8" and, you know, heck, 350 pounds, whatever he is right now. So you were always been a big guy.
Oh, yeah. I've never been skinny.
Okay. All right. So, you know, it's kind of funny, Javi. I've kind of grown into having that problem myself. So it's funny how that works out.
Yours ain't nearly as worse as mine.
So when Mike first approached you and the staff first approached you, how did they approach that conversation with you?
Sure. They told me like it is. Javi, you got to lose some weight.
Right.
If you want to make it to the next level, you have to at least be 335 if you even get a shot.
Yeah.
Because when I was playing last year at around 370, I just couldn't do it. Even if I wanted to, it was just hard.
Do you feel better now?
I feel a lot better.
Right.
I feel a lot better.
You're a heck of an athlete, I mean, being of that size.
Oh, yeah, you think so?
I do. Do you ever play anything besides football?
I played a little basketball.
Did you?
Yeah. I played soccer growing up, too.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay. That might explain the feet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Can you still hoop a little bit?
Not like I used to. I always knew I was going to be a football player.
Okay.
I had 6 fouls, and I used all of them.
Do you have athletes in your family? Do you come from an athletic background?
Yeah. My mom, she did shot put at Prairie View A&M.
Okay.
She had a couple of records up there. And my brother, he had a basketball scholarship and a football scholarship, and he played at Nebraska.
Okay.
So he was upset when we beat him.
I bet he was. I bet he was. And you were not upset when we beat him. How did you end up here? I mean, so you're a Houston guy. You end up going to Blinn Junior College. How'd you end up here?
Honestly, on signing day, I had no idea where I was going to go. I was committed to Florida, and people was calling me every day. I kept getting more offers each day.
Right.
And I honestly didn't know where I was going. I just told myself, I said, I'm going to pray about it. Whoever the good Lord put on my mind in the morning, that's who I'm going with.
Wow.
And I woke up with the Colorado Buffaloes on my mind. Yeah. And now I'm here.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. Has it been a good move? I mean, you've enjoyed your time here, obviously.
Oh, yeah. It's been a great move.
Yeah. How do you like playing for Quan Drake?
Oh, man. I don't know about that guy, man.
No? he's a little – look at him over here. He's a little sketchy, isn't he?
Nah, I love him. I love him. He keeps my temperature right.
Okay.
You know,
explain what that means.
he's making sure I'm going full speed at everything I do.
Okay.
He makes sure I'm attacking everything head on.
All right. And he's made an impact, although this is your first year playing for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that tough for a player when you have that position coach change?
Yes, but no. It's you know, because defensive line, technique really doesn't change as much, but the message, it's all about the message and how you talk to your players.
Okay.
And how you get it, like, get what you're trying to do.
Man. Motivate him.
Yeah. Motivation is a bigger thing. He keeps us motivated and just keep our mind right, and so we're ready to go.
Is it true that the smartest and best looking players are always defensive linemen? Is that true?
Definitely.
I've heard that rumor before.
Well, I wouldn't say defensive linemen. I would just say me. But
okay, I can see that. You know, being an older guy out there, being a senior, you got a couple of – you got Mustafa playing out there, young fella. You got Big Izzy out there, young fella. Do you have to kind of help them along a little bit?
Oh, yeah, you have to. You know, being a senior, you know, everybody's going to look up to you no matter what. Mm. Even if you're good or not, they just going off of experience. So you have to pull those guys along.
Right. Who's the most talkative defensive lineman of that group of guys you play with?
Talkative?
Yeah. Jace or Terrence or Mustafa?
La.
Really?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
Talker?
Yes.
Motivated?
He's just a talker.
Hey, give us a quick thought about this Arizona State. Here you guys are. You're ranked. You're undefeated. You got a chance to protect your home field on Saturday. Go 5-0. It's a big ballgame on Saturday.
Yeah, you know they have a pretty good offensive line. This is the time where, you know, we really get to show how hard we worked, how much time we put in. Especially D-line-wise, you know, I this is our chance to show the world that we can be physical as well.
Yeah, good stuff. Hey, it's been fun. You can come back anytime.
All right. I'll hold you to it.
All right, we'll have you back later this evening. Javi, good luck on Saturday.
All right, thanks.
All right, Javier Edwards, the Boss defensive lineman, as Colorado gets set to take on Arizona State at 2 o'clock. The aforementioned Quan Drake will be joining us now, the defensive line coach, right after a quick break here at Fate Brewing Company. This is Colorado Football from Learfield.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
With Pac-12 Now, you've got 24/7 access to all 7 Pac-12 Network's channels. Live events.
Touchdown, Washington!
Original programming on demand.
My PM Sam, and back with you in our San Francisco studios.
With the ability to customize what you want to watch, wherever you want to watch it. Set your teams, set your sports, and you're all set. Pac-12 Now. Download today.
Neighbors lend each other things. Eggs, cups of sugar, tools, unasked for opinions. It's the neighborly thing to do. When you get a mortgage from Elevations Credit Union, your neighbors lend you that too. Because we are a not-for-profit financial institution made up of your community members, who are also your neighbors. Being neighborly. Elevations Credit Union. It matters where you bank. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Directors Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Coors Light. Established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey, this is Shaq Barrett, number 48 with the Denver Broncos, here for Safeway. It's game time at Safeway. You can win big prizes and earn double rewards to earn free groceries. Register to win by going to the Safeway app and clicking Game Time Rewards. Then, when you shop, look for the special tag. You'll earn points to win great prizes like groceries for a year, an ultimate tailgating trailer, a trip to the college football national championship game, and more. Safeway, get in the game today.
Hi, I'm Christina Randall, the 2018 Colorado Teacher of the Year. I have the most exciting, rewarding career. I am a teacher, where every day I'm giving back to my community and making a real difference in the lives of my students. Are you ready to be a positive role model for kids and have a direct impact on the future? Change a life, change the world. Start your journey to an exciting career in education.
Brought to you by CEA, so every student thrives.
Hey, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a trip to the Heisman Ceremony or a Nissan Titan. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan, choose your school's colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics.
No purchase necessary. Ends 11-10-18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
Back one final time on Buffs Prime Time here at Fate Brewing Company. Always a great spot to come on by. Come and join us on Thursdays, 12:30 to 1:30. We go live to tape on the Colorado Football Network. It airs later on that evening at 7 o'clock on the network. Joined now by defensive line coach Quan Drake. Boy, Javi's a great personality, man. We got to... Got a stand-up routine he's got going there.
No, he's a pretty funny guy.
Yeah.
Great guy to have in the room. Like I say, a few times we have him sing a little bit. I was trying to get you to get him to sing.
He can sing.
He can sing.
Well, I didn't know that.
He's a bit shy about it, but I kind of threatened him the up-downs of singing, and he chooses singing every time.
What style would be his? What genre would be his masterpiece for us?
He's kind of like an old between blues and R&B.
Okay. A little Luther Vandross, maybe?
A little.
I like that. Good stuff. Well, we'll get him to sing next time.
We're going to get him.
Yeah. How are you enjoying everything in your first year here?
I'm loving it, enjoying being a Buff, enjoying Colorado, as furthest west I've ever been, so it's quite fun.
Yeah. So had you been, before you got the job, had you been out here? Did you ever coach or play in a game out here, anything?
Nothing.
Nothing at all?
First time.
Yeah. What did you think about the first time you walked out here? Came over that hill. Everyone talks about that. Never been out here. Come over that hill, and you look down on Boulder and the Rocky Mountains here, the backdrop there.
So... All right, so one of the IGAs, Dalman Gibson, so he picks me up from the airport.
Right.
I'm coming in for the interview, and then as we're coming in for the interview, I make him pull over on the side of the road so I could take pictures.
Sure.
Because I was like, wow, I've never seen mountains. I'm from Louisiana where it's flat. It's kind of, you know, basic.
Yeah.
But when I see these this scenery and the beautiful light and just the sun and the sunshine, I said, oh, yeah, this is a place I can spend.
Great stuff, isn't it?
Oh, beautiful.
Have you done any just exploring, kind of gone up?
I've done a little bit. Yeah. I've been a lot more football.
That's the thing about being a coach. You know, it's funny. When Mike was, you come from a coaching family, Mike was saying.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about that.
Well, my dad was a tennis player in college, and he coached college tennis.
Really?
My mother did basketball for a little while. My grandfather is a high school legendary coach in the state of Louisiana.
You had no choice whatsoever, did you?
You know, they never pressured it, but I think it was something that you're born or that's in you. Yeah. Kind of like Coach Mack with his father, and I know Justin, his youngest son, is going to be a coach. There's no doubt about it. Right. And I could see at some point Jay turn the leaf over, and it's a culture where you get to affect other people's lives and help bring them to a new level. Mm-hmm. It's the best reward you can ever get.
So even as a player, were you thinking about it?
I was not thinking about
it. You were not?
Okay. As a player, you thought to yourself, I can't see how they can coach it. I could play it, but I couldn't coach it.
Right.
But it's something about that bug when you leave football, being around the guys and being a part of the atmosphere, the energy, and the camaraderie. You lose it when you go to other businesses.
Yeah.
It's just a different lifestyle and a different way that we go about handling things as coaches.
You know, Barry Bonds once said, when he was still playing, he got asked if he was ever going to coach, and he said, I can't because I don't understand why you know, that player can't see what I see, right? Now Barry's got into instructing and do some coaching and whatnot. Is that a tough transition where you think, why can't you see what I'm trying to explain to you here?
Well, because I wasn't a great player, that's what makes me a great coach. I mean, I need a lot more instructions. I need a lot more things. So when guys don't understand things, everyone in my family is a teacher.
Okay.
They were high school teachers, elementary teachers. So I look at things in a way of, okay, he doesn't understand me. That's why he's not doing it. Hmm. Versus where the old ways are, he's just being hard-headed. Right. No, I don't think he understands. So I try to find different ways to convey my point and get everything fixed so they can understand it. So because I needed some help. I needed some extra words. So I try to find different ways each year to help the young men grow.
I think there's something to that because very rarely are great coaches former great players, right? Because maybe things came naturally to them, so they didn't have to think much about it.
I think a little bit about that. I'm not sure because I wasn't a great player, but just as far as coaching, when you have great players, like you say, they see things a certain way or their athletic ability allows them to do things a certain way that sometimes you have a lesser athlete that cannot do those things. And it's frustrating to that person who has that 6'5", runs a 4.5 40, that can bench press the weight room. Or you just knock that guy over. Well, he can't just knock that guy over. You need some technique.
That's right. How about this group that you get to coach? It seems like it'd be a fun group to coach.
Oh, we got some characters and personalities.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
it's been rewarding.
Yeah, we've got, like, for example, well, we know what Javi's like. We did a little piece with Mustafa for a pregame show. He's a character as well.
He is.
And Israel Antoine is an interesting guy because of some of the intellectual things he's dealing with from an educational standpoint. How do you approach him then and kind of help him through everything?
Well, be honest with you, we approach him just like we approach everyone else.
Right.
And just making sure that we reiterate the things that we're enforcing. And just like anyone, no one ever wants to be singled out or think that they don't have or don't know something. So the pressure and the feeling of your teammates depending on you, that helps guys perform at a high level.
What are the things I'm always fascinated by? We talk about, you know, this younger generation of guys that, well, we can't coach them the same way we do. They don't want people to be tough on them. Is that true, or is that just something that us old guys are making up?
Well, it's a bit true, and it's a bit not true.
Okay.
Kids want you to be tough on them. They want you to hold them accountable. So in the spring, we hold position meetings individually with players, and we ask them, how do they want to be coached? Exactly what gets you going? And every last one of my guys, they like a tough, hard nose on them about everything. So they like it, but they need words. When I grew up, it's you do what the coach says. You just do it. Just get your feet moving and go.
Yeah.
And you figure it out on the one. Well, now they look for just a little more instruction on how to do it because they want to be held accountable. They want to do it. They just need better words.
So they want to know the how and then the why on top of it.
The why is the biggest thing. So one of the things we do in the defensive line when we start with why. Hey, guys, this is why we're doing this. Once you explain why someone's doing it, they'll take on the meaning in anything that you're doing so much better just with your job.
Okay.
If I say, hey, this is why we're doing it, okay, coach, I got you. We're going to do it.
Yeah.
But if I just tell you, hey, I want you to go outside and put this headset on and start talking to people, you might feel a little different about
sure.
it.
Sure. No, I think you're right. All right, give us a thought or two about this game on Saturday here. That's a pretty talented group you're facing.
They're very talented. This is probably the most talented offensive line we've faced all week. Mm-hmm. I think they do a great job running the ball. Coach Edwards does a great job of motivating his team. They love him. We've gotten a chance to work with them as a staff during different camps over the summer. They're great guys, great coaches, great men, great leaders. But I think it's going to be a physical game. It's going to be a challenge to us. It's going to be a challenge to them. And we're going to see whoever wins the line of scrimmage is going to win this game.
Well, Quan, it sets up nice. We said to Mac here a while ago, you get your first two at home. You got a real opportunity to go 2-0 and really kind of take control of everything in the South.
We have an opportunity. We have to make our dreams become a reality and capitalize on the things that's in front of us.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing we always talk about, Coach Mick says it every week, it's all about us. It's all about the team at the top of the schedule, CU. And if we do the things that we need to do, that we know to do, lining up and playing physical, we'll be everything we need to be.
I like it. This defense is getting a little swagger to it, isn't it?
A little bit. We like to have a little fun with it.
I like that. I like that. Hey, good to see you.
All always. Right.
Thanks for coming in. That's Quan Drake, defensive line coach for the Buffaloes. He and Colorado have got Arizona State on Saturday at 2 o'clock at Folsom Field. Once again, Coach Barnett and I will hit the air at 12 noon. We'll be up for that first hour on Franklin Field with the first hour of the pregame and then get you ready to go at 2:05 with the Buffaloes and the Sun Devils. And we wrap it up here at Fate Brewing Company. It's Buffs Prime Time. This is Colorado Football from Clearfield.
Fate Brewing Company. Company at 1638 Street in Boulder is your home for Colorado Buffaloes football. Join us during the new day and time Thursdays at 1230 for the taping of Buffs Prime Time with Coach Mike McIntyre. Start your game day off right with Fate Brewing Company's food and drink specials. Fate Brewing Company and CU football are ready to get it on. Check out FateBrewingCompany.com for more details.
I'm Mike McIntyre, the University of Colorado's football coach. And here at Larry H. Miller Toyota Boulder, they take a lot of pride in our community, from our scenic location to our local sports teams, which is why they are proud official sponsors of the University of Colorado Athletics. Every time our Buffs score a touchdown, they'll be there. And every time Buffalo alumni, students, and faculty, or Boulder County community members need a new vehicle, they'll get an employee pricing, because Larry H. Miller Toyota Boulder supports the community that supports them, driven by you.
Conoco is a very proud sponsor of the University of Colorado's football team, because we're big fans of the CU student body, faculty, fans, lawn, nearby mountains, food, sidewalks, Buffalo, Buffalo Wranglers, Ralphie the Buffalo mascot, the Buffalo logo, Buffalo-themed shirts, Buffalo-themed jackets, Buffalo-themed pajamas, Buffalo nickname, Buffalo cheers, Buffalo alumni, Buffalo parents, and the word Buffalo. So basically what we're saying is Conoco is an extremely deeply proud sponsor of the University of Colorado Buffaloes. Go Buffs! Conoco. Choose go.
Hi, I'm attorney Rob Wilhite from the Swaya Law Firm. As an alumni, class of 2000, our Buffs need to stick together. If you've been injured in an auto or work accident, give us a call at 303-GOOD-LAW and let's make an appointment for your free consultation. Accidents can seem overwhelming, but we'll make it simple. Let us handle the insurance companies while you focus on what's most important, your treatment and getting healed. We will fight, fight, fight for your victory.
Hi, I'm Christina Randall, the 2018 Colorado Teacher of the Year. I have the most exciting, rewarding career. I am a teacher, where every day I'm giving back to my community and making a real difference in the lives of my students. Are you ready to be a positive role model for kids and have a direct impact on the future? Change a life, change the world. Start your journey to an exciting career in education.
Brought to you by CEA, so every student thrives.
Your grocery shopping just got easier thanks to Safeway.com. Now you can have your groceries delivered at home, the office, or to your car. Your groceries, your way. Order online at Safeway.com or use the Safeway online shopping app and get free delivery with your first online order. Service available in select areas and may be provided by a partner whose pricing and policies apply. Visit shop.safeway.com for details.
Live at Fate Brewing Company in Boulder, Buffs Prime Time with Mike McIntyre has been brought to you by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Buffalo Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.